Can you sort of summarize where we're at right now in terms of predictors of response to TKIs, and particularly erlotinib, the EGFR mutation story, as well as the non-smoking story, and sort of how you put that together?
I think there's really a couple of ways that you can look at it. One is you can look at it as just a clinical physician and say, female patients are more likely to respond than male patients. Asians are more likely to respond than non-Asians. Non-smokers or never smokers are much more likely to respond than smokers. And I think in general, the clinician at the bedside can, using clinical factors, really have a pretty good estimate of the likelihood of response. And histology plays a role as well. That doesn't mean if you have a male smoker with squamous cell carcinoma that he has no chance of benefit from Tarceva, but the likelihood of a huge benefit is much lower. And I think where most of us in practice incorporate that is makes us use Tarceva as a last-ditch effort in that group of patients. Whereas if we have a younger woman who's never smoked, who has lung cancer with adenocarcinoma with bronchoalveolar features, she's probably going to get Tarceva second line, you know, rather than getting one of the standard second line chemotherapy drugs.
And why wouldn't she get it first line?
Well, that would be another alternative. And certainly for bronchoalveolar carcinoma, there's some suggestion that that would be best treatment for first line. But certainly you would use Tarceva earlier in that group of patients. Biologically, there are a couple of things that have been looked at. One is EGFR gene amplification, which has been done predominantly by Fred Hirsch and the group at Colorado. And they've shown fairly compellingly that overexpression of the EGFR gene in tumors predicts response and survival in lung cancer. The other part of the equation has been EGFR mutations, pioneered primarily by Tom Lynch at Harvard. And again, he's been able to show certain mutations, particularly in exon 19, for example, that tend to predict very good response to therapy. And I think my read on the differential between those is certain mutations seem to predict those spectacular responses to Tarceva that we occasionally see. I think everyone who's used Tarceva or Iressa extensively has one or two patients who have done incredibly well that makes you a believer in the drugs. On the other hand, I think gene amplification does probably a better job of predicting that other group of patients that gets meaningful benefit from the drug, but not that spectacular home run that we occasionally see. Patients are basically screened for EGF expression and then determined if they're candidates to go on study. So only patients who overexpress EGF are candidates to go on the adjuvant trial.
Based on FISH?
Correct.
So essentially, then, how are you going to handle the recruitment? You're going to have every patient who goes to surgery be tested?
Well, patients are approached about the study while they're on their chemotherapy. So as they're finishing their adjuvant chemotherapy, their tissue can be sent off studied, and then if they're a candidate, they can go on study. So we have that window of opportunity while they're receiving their standard therapy.
How do you think the rash is going to play out in the adjuvant setting?
I think that's a big question, and how patients are going to tolerate toxicities in the adjuvant setting, I think, is a little bit more of a question, and we'll have to see how it plays out, and that's obviously something that will be looked at.
You mentioned that you're looking at taxopressin. Can you explain sort of what it is? I know you've also looked at nab-paclitaxel and Abraxane, and sort of where we're heading in terms of these alternative taxanes than lung cancer.
Taxopressin is Taxol bound to a fatty acid molecule. And the theory and then the preclinical data suggest that the fatty acid serves as a way of getting the drug into the tumor more effectively, allowing better drug delivery into tumor. The early phase 2 data were fairly exciting, and it's going forward in a phase 3 trial. So in the current phase 3 trial, which is about halfway through accrual at present within U.S. Oncology, patients are randomized to standard carboplatin paclitaxel chemotherapy versus the combination of carboplatin and taxopressin. The one difference is taxopressin is given on a weekly schedule rather than the every 3-week schedule. And that trial is about halfway through accrual.
You use premedications for this?
No premedications are necessary, which is also the case with nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane.